Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from May the 2nd, 2022. We roll over into what we often sometimes refer to as the seasonally weak period, and we'll talk a little bit about that today. But looking at the performance from Friday's action, we saw gold as well as the emerging markets ETF EEM in positive territory, with gold being up over 1% there. Generally speaking, though, we saw most U.S. equity indices, pretty much all U.S. equity indices, move lower. Notably, the NASDAQ composite fell over 4%, with the S&P and the Russell 1000 falling over 3.5% there as well. When we come and take a look at the charts this morning, on the chart, 20-point per box chart of the S&P 500, we saw with Friday's action a reversal down, a fall down to this 4140 level, a Burka spread triple bottom here at 4160, and even took out support there at 4160 when it fell below 4140. We now monitor that support at 4120, as well as if you look back on the chart there, some at 4060, 4080 as well. So those are levels we're keeping an eye on for the chart of the S&P 500. When we come over to gold, not a whole lot of change to its chart. We saw it test its bullish support line there, ultimately reverse back into a column of X's with Friday's action. So not too much change there for gold. On the indicator front, we did see the 10-week indicator. We talked in the latter part of last week that we saw it reverse up, but with Friday's action, it reversed down into O's. At this point, falling down to 24%, matching the lowest level, some of the lowest levels we've seen since December of last year. On the, as we noted, we are beginning the seasonally weak period for the market, or what has historically been the seasonally weak period. If we look back at some of the performances of the Dow during seasonally weak versus seasonally strong periods, you actually look back in the past 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 6 straight years in the seasonally weak period, we saw the Dow in positive territory. That wasn't the same batting average for the seasonally strong period. We saw it down in 2019, but in the latter part of the month, 2020 obviously was a pretty wild ride. And ultimately, you know, as we move into to the seasonally weak period this year, it's a little bit of a different backdrop than we've seen in past years. So will we see that turn out and have a seventh streak of seasonally weak periods that have positive returns? We will find out at the end of October. But we've got quite a bit of trading to go. It's just something to keep in mind. Historically speaking, the old adage is sell in May and go away, although the past 6 years have not been have not done the adage right, if you will. But ultimately, we're heading into an interesting environment of a seasonally weak period this year, with equity showing some weakness, commodities leading the way, and just a lot of uncertainty coming into the seasonally weak period. So we'll continue to monitor that and see how things do. We did want to first touch on, wrap the video up by touching on about 7 stocks that within the Dow that we thought you should monitor, that have either broken down, tested support, or are testing support. And the first one we'll take a look at is going to be American Express, symbol AXP. With Friday's action, we saw it reverse down, and it's now testing its bullish support line. Still technically remains on a buy signal, but at this point, it's testing support here in the 174, 176 level. Move below 172 at this point would flip it back into a negative trend. So 172 is the mark to watch there for American Express. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Cisco Systems, CSCO. It's a 1-for-5 or low attribute name, and took out its trend line last week as it fell below low 50, ultimately with Friday's action continued lower, going down to that $49 level. So technically week one, probably at this point would look to step away in most cases, unless someone really has an emotional attachment to it or is looking for that yield of 3%. Generally speaking, we'd look to step away from that one though. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Goldman Sachs Group, symbol GS. Came into the year as a fairly high attribute stock, had a nice yield play, but ultimately we've seen quite a bit of negative action over the past couple of months, with the most recent action being a double bottom break here at 312, which moved it back into a negative trend. It also violated near-term support there at 312 when it fell three below 308 with Friday's action. So no huge near-term support there nearby for Goldman Sachs. It's among those banks names that we're seeing break down quite a bit. The next one we'll take a look at is Intel Corporation's INTC. It's a 0-for-5. It's a weak stock. Moved back to a sell signal when it broke the double bottom here at 44. Is now testing support there and a move below 44. Really don't have any near-term support close by on the chart. So 43 would be the line of demarcation for INTC on the chart there. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Walgreens Boots Alliance, WBA. It's a 0-for-5 as well. still remains on a sell signal when it broke this triple bottom earlier last month, has reversed down, is now testing that support there at 43 and move below that. Have some support at 40 as well as at 38 that you can keep an eye on, but that would be a pretty notable breakdown and also complete a bearish catapult there on the chart. The next one we'll take a look at is going to be Verizon, symbol VZ. It's a zero for fiver, and this one has had a pretty significant breakdown as we saw it move to a sell signal, breaking a triple bottom here at 50, took out that support level when it moved below 49, and even took out support dating back to April or March of last year, March of 2020, actually, pardon me, when it fell below 47 here and fell down to levels we haven't seen on the chart since 2018. So although a high yielder, it's showing some technical weakness here on a price return basis. When we look at 3M, this will be the last stock we'll take a look at. Many of these, as you've noted, are probably lower attribute names that you may have already trimmed away from, but in some cases, these are very long-term holdings in folks' portfolios. So it's a little bit of more of a process trying to trim or lighten up exposure on these particular positions. And the last one, as we noted, is 3M. It's a zero for fiber. It has a yield north of 4%. And is one of those strong yielding names, but returned to a sell signal when it broke a double bottom here at 144. Still have support here till 140, so maybe keep an eye out there. And at this point, a move below 138 would bring it back to levels we haven't seen since May of 2020. So some of the charts that we just saw this morning that we saw either breakdown or testing key levels of support. And as always, if you have any questions about that particular chart or about a chart you may be looking at, feel free to give the Dorsey Wright Analyst team a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.